I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman. I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman.
LP Against the Grain. If I can learn how to talk, that's a Sweet City Woman song. The Stampeders on WKNR. It's 3:55 in the Pat St. John Show. At 6 o'clock tonight, my good friend Mark Maron cooks on Keener.
We're from Milwaukee and we are
Milwaukee. It's gold, that's beer. Wherever you go, cakes, cans, and bottles, all taste the same. The three best is one beer, Blatt's is the name.
The three best beers in America is good old Blatt's. Blatt's in kegs, cans, and bottles. The same great beer is draft brewed for all three. Draft brewed to make it smoother, fresher, far less filling. You can taste the quality that made good old Blatt's Milwaukee's finest beer for over 100 years.
Kegs, cans, and bottles all taste the same. The three best is one beer, Blatt's is the name.
The three best beers in America is draft brewed Blatt's, pasteurized in bottles and cans by the Blatt's Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and other cities.
And now, another report from the fly on the wall. Today, we're at a secret meeting of ex-angels.
Gentlemen, our fearless leader, Reggie Hack, all right, man.
Okay, guys, okay, now look. Them fun types been hassling us because they are perceiving our exteriors as funky.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, we are going to infiltrate the establishment by getting on funky.
How are we going
to do that? Now, get to a Midwest trouser exchange and buy some of their Levi stuff.
What do you mean?
I said buy. They got all kinds of Levi jeans, so you shouldn't feel too overdressed creepy, you know? But if you really want to throw them off, Levi makes state bred slacks in tweeds and solids and even knickers. So you can look like some New York-type fruitcake, huh? And they got knits, too, so you shouldn't wrinkle on a run. So let's go in our funk, guys. Give the establishment heck.
Yeah, that's right. 3:56 at Keener with Keener going rock and roll, the Dave Clark Five.
I'm a thesis, it's fast thesis. Since you left me, I just said goodbye. I'm a thesis, it's fast thesis. All I do. I'm pieces, you went away and left me misery.
From WKNR and the Pat St. John Show with Keita Gold Rock and Roll Boat Towns, Mary Wells. beating it to the punch. Early Motown, rock and roll from WKNR. That's Mary Wells with Pat St. John. It's 4:04 at Keener's.
Hi, I'm Ellen Peck, and I wrote the book How to Get a Teenage Boy and What to Do with Him When You Get Him.
What if you want to get a teenage girl? Well, I know this girl. I see her every day in the halls and in class, but I never know what to say to her.
I know what you mean, Kevin. I've got the same problem.
Well, after class, it should be easy enough to talk about whatever went on during class or ask her about an assignment. Maybe even line up a study date.
Well, getting that close, though, my blemishes.
Well, if blemishes are a problem, Clearasil can help. Clearasil is serious blemish medicine. And because it's an ointment, you can put those medicines right on acne blemishes to help dry up and heal them.
What about oily skin?
Put Clearasil on oily areas, too, to help dry up the excess oil you usually have with blemishes.
Will anybody see it?
Mm-mm. White Vanishing Clearasil works invisibly. You can't see it. And Skin Tone Clearasil is for acne blemishes you want to hide. Either way, Clearasil is the most serious kind of blemish medicine you can get without a prescription to fight blemishes and oil. Now line up that study date.
Yeah, sounds great.
But not for study.
Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s, increasing cottages, warm in the night, low in the mid-60s. Detroit temp is 89.
Well, it's sale time again at your local car dealers. And Pontiac would like to bring a little common sense into the picture by reminding you that it takes a great car to make a great car deal. At Pontiac, we think we've got the great cars, like our new Ventura II, the small Pontiac with a small car price, or our big, beautiful 71 Catalina. Right now, your Pontiac dealer is making some pretty great deals on them. So look, if you want a great car and a great deal, see your nearest Pontiac dealer. He's got both.
I long for yesterday after day.
Woke up, got out of bed.
Good morning.
Morning at 5 o'clock.
Dig it.
Hey, how about having another one?
You guys ready to work?
Work?
Yeah, in case you forgot, you had to do a Stroh's beer commercial.
Oh, I know, man.
But we're not through sampling the product yet.
Yeah, hey, man, you want us to have conviction, don't you?
Please, thanks. You don't have to be a beer lover. Just
Why
play
not?
The beer lover's theme, okay?
Okay,
right, ready? Here we go. One, two. One, two.
Strawberry coming to Detroit, Michigan at 4:06 from Keener, Tommy James.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
We'll be right back.
There she is, Rita Pavone and Dragging the Line. It's 4:09 at WKNR. Good afternoon. You're on the Pat St. John Show with Keter Gold Rock and Roll from a couple of years ago. Superlatives, and I don't know how to say I love you from Keener.
When you've got a problem with the landlord, you don't discuss it with the janitor. This is Scott White, and that's AFL-CIO President George Meany's retort to criticism from Labor Secretary Hudson. Because Meany's main beef is with President Nixon, and he called on Congress today to take control of the nation's economy away from what he called Nixon's mismanagement. After a head-to-head meeting with administration officials, including Hodgson, Meany calls on all unions to cancel contracts where workers lose money under the president's wage and price controls. And what about the administration's plea for the AFL-CIO to cooperate? Meany says, we're not going to cooperate. Surprisingly, the Teamsters are. Teamster President Frank Fitzsimmons says while the union is opposed to economic controls of any kind, if they are necessary, then President Nixon's action, taken from a base of competent advice, is a bold measure to preserve the economy of the nation. Fitzsimmons says, though, that there are certain inequities and that the controls should apply to all forms of income, not just wages and prices.
WKNR with a reminder, the Women's Club of St. Gerard's is sponsored for a blood bank on Monday from 2 to 8 p.m. in the parish hall at 19900 Penbrook in Detroit. It's 4:15 at WKNR.
Ever see a red lemon? I got one. With four doors and eight cylinders and a rearview mirror and four hubcaps.
Maybe that car of yours is a lemon. Then again, maybe what you've got is a dirty carburetor, because that's all it can take to make your engine run rough or lose power. But there is a solution. It's at your service station right now. New STP Double Power Gasoline Treatment. Now double strength to help all modern-day gasolines clean better, faster. Double strength to help tune your engine as you drive. Power to clean with power to burn. Add a can next time you fill up to lemon-proof your car.
That STP gas treatment's really something. They ought to call it lemonade.
New STP Double Power Gasoline Treatment at service stations everywhere. You'll really feel the difference.
Now, friends, this is a commercial coming at you, but it's all right because it's all about Zapple, a new wine with cinnamon apple flavor. Cinnamon apple in my Zapple, wine is on my mind. Zapple, cinnamon apple wine, Zapple's on my mind. Anyway, it's like the wine Grandpa made behind the coops with Seymour. They pour a jar of sweet apple wine and break cinnamon sticks on the top. Chickens thought they were crazy, but what do chickens know? Zapple, cinnamon, apple wine, Zapple's on my mind. Zapple. Well, I sure hope you liked my commercial. Why don't you get some of that new Zapple wine? That cinnamon apple flavor will sure make your tongue happy. Wine, Zapple's on my mind. Yeah.
Zapple wine made and bottled by Italian Swiss Colony, Italian Swiss Colony, California. Where else?
418 at WKNR 13 with Pat Sage, John, and Do You Know What I Mean? From the fifth album, Rock and Roll with Lee Michaels.
In 40 days since I don't know when, I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean?
tonight. That's Long Tall Sally from the Beatles on WKNR. It's Keter Gold Rock and Roll at 4:23 with Patsy John. Good afternoon from Keener.
Tonight is family night at Burger Chef. Tonight you can really save with special low Burger Chef prices on burgers for each member of the family. There's 20 cents off on every gigantic Super Chef you buy. Plus, great savings on the huge double-decker Big Chef and on hamburgers and cheeseburgers, too. So bring your whole gang over tonight and every Thursday from 4 o'clock on and save on the great burgers. That's Burger Chef, where we always treat you right.
And that is good only at Detroit Metropolitan Area Burger Chefs.
All right, you people, this is your general speaking. General Pants from California Pants. Now, most of you people know we liberated the Detroit area when we opened our store on 4th Street in Lincoln Park. However, it has now been brought to my attention by my underground that we must again fight the establishment, this time in Ypsilanti. My spies tell me that some of the merchants out there don't even want my people in their stores. Well, I want you people in my store, and I want you out there on Thursday, August 19th, when it opens. When it's located at 200 West Michigan Avenue in Ypsilanti. But I got name brand pants at low, low discount prices, and I know the competition won't be able to come close to my prices. So come and see me, the general, at California Pants, and save yourself a trip to Detroit or Ann Arbor. And also save yourself some money. And remember, an engagement ring is nothing but a learner's permit.
It's all right. WKNR.
John and Alicia went shopping for a new electric range.
Isn't this kind of expensive, Alicia?
As compared to what, John?
After they bought it, they discovered that Mary and Frank's electric range with a self-cleaning oven had cost only $20 more. And Carol and Bob's with the automatic timer had cost $20 less. Soon, John and Alicia realized they should have gotten more for their money.
We should have gotten more for our money, John.
Well.
Poor John and Alicia. They bought the first major appliance they saw. But people who know how to shop, shop Hudson's, where they can compare all the features and prices on a wide selection of brand names.
Like General Electric. And right now, during Hudson's great home sale, you can get a new GE washer with mini basket and permanent press cycle for only $219. And the new GE dryer with automatic program drying is only $169 for electric and $189 for gas, now at Hudson's, the store for people who know how to shop.
You know how to listen to the radio. You listen to WKNR. It's 4:25 with Pat Sage. John, the album is Potlatch, Redbone, and Maggie.
Maggie was a thing. Maggie.
Absolutely no faith in the ability of President Nixon to successfully manage the economy of this nation for the benefit of the majority of its citizens.
This is Scott White. AFL-CIO President George Meany said that after a meeting of the union's executive council with top administration officials. The labor leader blasted the inequity, as he called it, of the president's plan, wherein the president decided to further enrich big corporations and banks instead of giving a helping hand to the little guys, Meany says. But Meany has a plan of action.
Specifically, we urge the Congress to reject the president's proposals to further enrich the corporations at the expense of the poor and needy and the public treasury. We will fight to block his discriminatory attack on jobs and the wages of federal employees.
The president of the giant AFL-CIO is also urging all unions to cancel contracts where workers lose money under the wage and price controls.
Well, I don't know whether or not the Teamsters are out of step. Maybe other people are.
This is Vincent Smith with a comment. That's Bobby Holmes, a vice president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. His remark is in reference to the Teamsters' stand on the president's wage price freeze. While most other unions are scrambling to denounce the freezing of wages and the call for ending current strikes, the Teamsters are going along with the administration. This seems a bit curious, considering the Teamsters' reputation for being one of the tough, hard-line segments of organized labor. Could it be the Teamsters' stand on the wage price freeze is related to Jimmy Hoffa's bid for parole from federal prison? After all, he's up for consideration by a federal parole panel tomorrow, and a word from the White House on his behalf might just unlock the cell door. Speculation, you say? Not according to a Teamster insider. He tells me Hoffa's parole bid is exactly what was in mind when the Teamster leadership drafted its position on the wage price freeze.
His tax program and budget program are heavily biased against the modest and low-income families.
This is Dick Buller. President Nixon's new economic game plan means raw meat for big business, but a soup bone for the consumer. The words came from former presidential economic advisor Walter Heller.
His program puts its big chips on business and investment when it's the consumer who needs the stimulus. It's strictly cart before the horse economics as it stands today.
Heller urged the Joint Congressional Economic Committee to launch a congressional fight now to revamp Nixon's plans to give the economy a shot in the arm.
Brinks Guard killed in holdup. This is Jim Booker. Gunfire in the Fisher Body plant on West 4th Street this morning. A Brinks Guard is dead. Three men are in police custody. Inspector Richard Butan says the incident happened inside the Fisher Body plant.
Guard Stanley Canuck had gone to the second floor lunchroom of the plant to pick up two bags containing approximately $1,600. He was returning to the truck when he was accosted on the stairway at the first floor by two men. They apparently robbed him and they took his gun. He was shot in the back of the neck twice and was taken to Detroit General Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival.
Witnesses directed police to a nearby apartment where three men were arrested, the suspected robbery money recovered, along with the guard's gun.
The charge is murder against 11 members of the Republic of New Africa. A Jackson, Mississippi police detective died following a shootout at the RNA headquarters in Jackson yesterday, and two other officers were wounded, one of them an FBI agent. Among those facing charges are RNA President Richard Henry, brother of Pontiac attorney Milton Henry.
A mafia songbird wants to pick up the tab. This is Brian Wood. Admitted mafia tipster Peter Lazarus says he'll pay the costs of Captain Ernest Medina's defense in the My Lai murder trial. The Troy businessman made the announcement along with famed criminal lawyer F. Lee Bailey, who's handling Medina's defense. The captain is accused of murdering 102 civilians at My Lai in March of 68. His trial is underway at Fort McPherson, Georgia. The 37-year-old Lazarus says he'll pay for Medina's defense, but the mafia tipster currently has two lawsuits against him for non-payment of legal fees. With F. Lee Bailey as his counsel, Lazarus was acquitted earlier this year in Oakland County on perjury charges, stemming from statements made before a federal grand jury that he had made payoffs to various public officials. Still pending against Lazarus is the retrial of a 1962 fraud conviction.
We can breathe easy. Really. The air pollution alert has been lifted for Michigan, and the Merck Index, which at one point this morning rose to 100, heavy air pollution, has come tumbling down. This afternoon, the measure of filth in our air is 47, a light pollution. It's been a blistering day. 89 the high so far, down to 88 this hour. Tonight, the clouds will increase and keep some of the heat in, with the expected low about 65. Tomorrow, hot, humid, and a thunder shower forecast, the high about 83.
So sweet to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
If You Really Love Me, written by Stevie and his wife, from the LP Where I'm Coming From. It's from Motown. That's on WKNR. It's 4:38 on Keener.
The greatest Beatle explosion in the history of the universe. Hear that, Beatle freak?